Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Pittsburgh Pirates and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Pittsburgh Pirates. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Lloyd Wehner. Batting second. The third baseman, Hal Rein. Batting third. The right fielder, Paul Wehner. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Glenn Wright. Batting fifth. The second baseman, George Grantham. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Clyde Barnhart. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Joe Harris. Batting eighth. The catcher, Johnny Gooch. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Lee Meadows. Pitching for the Pittsburgh Pirates, Lee Meadows. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Sparky Adams. Batting second. The third baseman, Eddie Pick. Batting third. The right fielder, Earl Webb. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Hack Wilson. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Rig Stevenson. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Charlie Grimm. Batting seventh. The catcher, Mike Gonzalez. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Clyde Beck. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Hal Carlson. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Hal Carlson. And now, play ball. Lloyd Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner hits a fly ball into left field. Stevenson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal Rein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rein hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Paul Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner takes first base on ball four. Rein moves to second. Glenn Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright hits a ball on the ground towards short. Adams fields it and throws to second for the out. Rein moves to third. Two outs. George Grantham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grantham hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Sparky Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams hits a fly ball into center field. Wehner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Pick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pick hits a fly ball into left field. Barnhart settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Grantham scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Clyde Barnhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barnhart takes first base on ball four. Joe Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is called out on strikes. One out. Johnny Gooch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gooch hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beck fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Lee Meadows is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meadows takes first base on ball four. Gooch moves to second. Lloyd Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner is 0 for 1 in the game. Wehner hits a fly ball into left field. Stevenson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Hack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Greg Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson takes first base on ball four. Wilson moves to second. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm hits a fly ball into center field. Wainer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Wilson tags and moves to third. One out. Mike Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wright scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Hal Rein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rein is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Rein hits a fly ball into right field. Webb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Wainer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wainer is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Wainer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Glenn Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 0-for-1 in the game. Wright hits a fly ball into left field. Stevenson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Grantham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grantham is 0-for-1 in the game. Grantham hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wainer moves to third. Clyde Barnhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barnhart is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Barnhart hits a pop-up towards first. Grimm settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning three, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Clyde Beck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beck hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wright scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hal Carlson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carlson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harris scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Carlson for the out. Two outs. Sparky Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0-for-1 in the game. Adams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wright can't make a play. That's a base hit. Eddie Pick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pick is 0-for-1 in the game. Pick takes first base on ball 4. Adams moves to second. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 0-for-1 in the game. Webb is hit by the pitch. Adams moves to third. Pick moves to second. Hack Wilson is at the plate with a count of 1-ball and 2-strikes. Wilson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Wilson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Joe Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0-for-1 in the game. Harris hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Beck reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Gooch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gooch is 0-for-1 in the game. Gooch hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beck scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lee Meadows is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meadows is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Meadows hits a line drive into left field. Stevenson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Greg Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Stevenson is called out on strikes. One out. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. Grimm hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mike Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 0-for-1 in the game. Gonzalez hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harris scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gonzalez for the out. Grimm moves to second. Two outs. Clyde Beck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beck is 0-for-1 in the game. Beck hits a line drive into right field. Wehner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Lloyd Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner is 0-for-2 in the game. Wehner hits a line drive into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal Rein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rein is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Rein hits a fly ball into right field. Webb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Paul Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Wehner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beck scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Hal Carlson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carlson is 0-for-1 in the game. Carlson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wright misplays the ball. That's an error on Wright. Sparky Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Adams bunts towards the mound. Meadows fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Eddie Pick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pick is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Pick hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rein fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Webb strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Glenn Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 0-for-2 in the game. Wright hits a pop-up towards short. Adams settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Grantham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grantham is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Grantham hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Beck settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Clyde Barnhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barnhart is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Barnhart hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Joe Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0-for-2 in the game. Harris hits a ball on the ground towards short. Adams throws towards third. Pick fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Pick. Barnhart moves to third. Johnny Gooch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gooch is 0-for-2 in the game. Gooch hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 3-0 Pirates. Lee Meadows is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meadows is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Meadows hits a pop-up towards third. Pick settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Hack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Wilson hits a fly ball into right field. Wainer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rig Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Stevenson hits a fly ball into right field. Wainer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. Grimm hits a fly ball into left field. Barnhart settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Lloyd Wainer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wainer is 0 for 3 in the game. Wainer hits a fly ball into left field. Stevenson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal Rhein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rhein is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Rhein hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Paul Wainer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wainer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Wainer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rhein moves to second. Glenn Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 0 for 3 in the game. Wright hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Grantham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grantham is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Grantham hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beck fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Rhein moves to third. Wainer moves to second. Clyde Barnhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barnhart is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Barnhart hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Carlson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Mike Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 0 for 2 in the game. Gonzalez hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Meadows fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Meadows. Clyde Beck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beck is 0 for 2 in the game. Beck hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Grantham settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal Carlson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carlson is 0 for 2 in the game. Carlson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wright fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Joe Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Harris hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Johnny Gooch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gooch is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Gooch hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lee Meadows is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meadows is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Meadows hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beck fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Sparky Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Adams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wright scoops it up and throws to first for the out. one out. Eddie Pick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pick is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Pick hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Grantham scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Webb hits a line drive into right field. Wainer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Lloyd Wainer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wainer is 0 for 4 in the game. Wainer hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Stevenson. Wainer reaches second base with a double. Hal Rhein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rhein is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Rhein bunts towards the mound. Carlson fields it and throws to first for the out. Wainer moves to third. One out. Paul Wainer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wainer is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Wainer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beck scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Wainer scores. Two outs. It's 4-0, Pirates. Glenn Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 0 for 4 in the game. Wright hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. George Grantham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grantham is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Grantham strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Pirates 4, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Hack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Wilson takes first base on ball 4. Riggs Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Stevenson is called out on strikes. One out. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. Grimm hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Barnhart. Grimm reaches second base with a double. Wilson moves to third. Mike Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 0 for 3 in the game. Gonzalez takes first base on ball 4. Pete Scott pinch hits for Clyde Beck. Pete Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott hits a fly ball into left field. Barnhart settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chick Tolson pinch hits for Hal Carlson. Chick Tolson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tolson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wright fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, Pittsburgh Pirates, 4, and Chicago Cubs, 0. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.